campers in dorm dolls witness Miss Annabelle Berry take 5.28 minutes to brush her 1 meter long hair. Here's what Miss Berry had to say.
I honestly don't care if I am late to breakfast, as long as my hair stays beautiful. Look, camp isn't to be fit or work out. You just have to have long, silky hair and beautiful clothes. Plus, having a hair straightener and having a portable closet is essential for having a wonderful camp.
On Wednesday, 2nd of May, Annabelle Berry took her pen out to write in her daily reflection before dinner. When she was writing, her friend Miss Jessica Kim flicked the pen lid out of Miss Berry's hand. The action led to the pen lid rolling onto the table, then slowly making its way to the edge. The pen lid stopped.
The whole dining hall went silent. Then, the next moment, the pen lid had dropped. Annabelle went to grab it, but it was too late. Annabelle picked up the pen lid, put it on the end of her pen, and resumed her writing. Witnesses believe that Annabelle deserves an award for her bravery in this terrible event.
On the 2nd of May, Ms. Tomashay claimed to see a ghost. Ms. Kayla announced to the media that she heard a knock on the door, scratches on the wall, and saw a light figure on the window curtain.
Ms. Amber averted the media spotlight to herself by commenting that poor Ms. Tomashay is in terror and is having a nervous meltdown and should be taken to hospital immediately. Ghostbusters was called to Camp Coronup and discovered it was a towel over the clothesline.
A catastrophe was averted at 7 a.m. in Camp Coronup. Royce Lee was having a trouble opening his eyes in the morning. At breakfast, when Mr. Lee accidentally spread his jam on his eyes instead of spreading it on his toast. When he tried to open his eyes, he realized that his eyes was completely jammed up.
His best friend, Benjamin Lin, was at the scene and he managed to aid Royce in opening his eyes by pouring 1,000 liters of water onto Mr. Lee's face. Mr. Lin was later interviewed. At that time, I was thinking, stop jamming yourself up. Mr. Lin and Mr. Lee was awarded a medal for their bravery later.
We have breaking news of the falling pencil. Dick and Pauline had a catastrophe while he was walking down the path. His job was to draw a beautiful ship, a very old beautiful ship. When he was going to draw the ship, but the worst thing happened. The pencil had fallen down the wall to the rocks on the sea. The pencil. Life just gone. The pencil's funeral is on the 4th of the 5th, 2018. All of the other pencils are expected to arrive there.
On the 2nd of May 2018, Miss Emma McNair encountered that in the dorm room of Eclipse, the first bed on the right's window was mysteriously left open. We interviewed the bed's owner and discovered that this bed belonged to Miss Ashley Smith.
Miss Smith was questioned by the window police and was taken to window jail. Miss Amber McNair was awarded a certificate of appreciation for citing this terrible crime.
Crumb dropper. On the 3rd of May 2018, the policeman was patrolling the dining room, looking for the dropping of crumbs. Cody Reader was allegedly spotted eating his lunch. During this time, he dropped a crumb.
Crumb Court was notified and trialed Cody as soon as possible. Cody is now reflecting in a cell of Crumb Prison on his disastrous, disrespectful manners at the table. Now he is picking up all the crumbs in the prison cafeteria.
On Tuesday, May the 1st, a very innocent man named Mitchell was happily eating his breakfast at camp until he got told to do the dishes. He was shocked like he had never done the dishes before. But it wasn't just Mitchell. It was the whole of the Year 6W boy. This is insanity. What sort of teacher would do this? But wait, that's not all. After they spent 500 vigilion hours on the dishes, the teacher told him he had to do the dishes for dinner! What? Yeah, that's right, the dishes at night! Mitchell and the rest of the Year 6W boys gave up, of course, and went to bed. When they were in bed, they were thinking about how much torture was afflicted on them. They have decided to press charges and will be contacting the Society for Child Torture by washing dishes.
An innocent girl by the name of Emma was very excited to race in the Albany Tree Climbing event. Of course, she wanted to win the event, but she had to take a risk to do it. But Emma being Emma was very clumsy, so she tiptoed across the smallest branch, and then it happened. Snap! Here's what the referee had to say about the event.
Well, Emma's been coming to this event for about over 5 years now, and she took the same route every time. And I guess the branches were all getting old. I saw it coming, but I wasn't allowed to say anything. But there is no arguing that that was the last day of Emma's tree climbing career.
Cookie catastrophe. During morning tea, the Year 6 kids were fed cookies, but they were only allowed one cookie each. After tea, the humongously big box of cookies was put away. A team of brave girls went into the kitchen.
In the deepest, darkest corner was a figure with the box of cookies.
They went closer, only to realize the figure was Alexander McKinley.
He was taken to hospital by ambulance, suffering of cookie overdose.
We have breaking news tonight at Camp Corona about Sam Frost's losing his $1 pencil while walking down to his dorm. He thought he was holding it in his hands. He came to a shop when his friend Kale Scott told him about the catastrophe. He lost it while he was coming back from the Year 6 bushwalk. Rumour is the pencil jumped. It was never seen again.
On the 2nd of May 2018, strange noises were reported by two fellow campers, Ms. Krishni and Ms. Timshay and Nee. During the questioning, Krishna reported hearing loud tapping, banging, and scratching, feeling momentarily scared from hearing a scary camp tale. Krishna looked towards Timshay for a call of bravery. Ready to reassure Krishna, Miss Timshay leaned forward to look into the window, only to be shocked by what she saw. Miss Krishna, waiting patiently, saw the terror in Timshay's eyes and called her name many times. Rumors of ghost sighting has spread quickly within the few days. There has been a confirmation on the figure not being a ghost, but a wrapper floating in the wind.
A cheesy situation. Stranded near Camp Corona, water is scarce, food is low, and the worst thing of all, no more cheese. Declan wanted to swim to shore, but it didn't work. The water was infested with sharks. We're all gonna die, screamed Kale. Ow. Pull yourself together, man, said Denim. But it's true, said Alex. Yeah, said Sam. Okay, well, bye, guys, said Denim. Chomp. Gasps. Denim is dead.
Tangled in hair. The disappointment that shocked the world was erupted by a resident of Camp Coronup. Pearl Sai was running a hot new business. Clients were running and running, lining up to be braided by the greatest, Pearl Sai. Soon, the word was out. Pearl was called in by the big boss. Pearl was called in by Kale Scott. He was in desperate need of box of braids, but the worst happened. He was watching the doctors being thrashed by the eagles, and his head moved. His head moved in disappointment and sorrow. As he was accepting the fact that the Dockers played horribly, he was shaking his head. Then the braid became crooked.
Mr. Wong has been seen taking away a humanitarian right from 6W today by removing their right of Milo. 6W member Roy said, "This is an outrage. We must drink. It is a right." Mr. Wong said in an official statement, "They have water." Royce declined to comment about Mr. Wong's remark. The situation elevated when Mrs. Paxton was seen with a Milo moustache giving an enormous smirk. Mrs. Paxton quickly commented, "A choice is a choice. The Human Rights Police are investigating the issue and are expected to make a comment to Ms. Provis, including details about the Declaration of Milo, subsection 10, section 4, book 9. The Human Rights Police officially stated, "This is a serious issue with punishments beginning at 40 years in jail. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers on 9300-2211. A spokesman or woman for Milo is yet to comment.
This is 9 News. Breaking news. At Camp Corner, a rafting race was commencing. It was a whopping 3-meter race. Then, when race forever along guy, Tristan Clement, was 0.5 meters off the finish, unexpectedly he was dragged off his raft. He almost died getting to the end. Eyewitness William Carruthers and Jeffrey Dogg were overheard explaining how it happened. Tristan's really clumsy," quotes Mr. Dogg, "but he did set a record for the fastest completed race. He finished it first and took 8 minutes and 21 seconds. That's really fast."
The fishy incident. The new, fully stainless steel, high-strength, industrial-sized jetty, after taking a period of 10 years to construct, finally opened in Quarrynut Camp. "This is William, right here in Avenue. I shall walk the length of the jetty. I began to venture onto the jetty. Then a 5-meter long King George whiting fish flipped itself onto the railing. Only a meter away from shore, the fish whacked William's head, then speedily swam off. William, left hopelessly to walk 1 meter, just made it alive. Then he ordered the jetty to be closed down permanently. Eyewitness spoke a month later. It was a 5-centimeter long fish which flipped onto William's head, then swam off. Like, really, what is the big deal?"
Later today, student Aiden Hipper was walking by the sea when he performed the silly salmon. He landed in a dangerous hump of seaweed, and he was stuck for 10 whole minutes, until a local boy named James spotted Aiden and rescued him, unfortunately at the cost of one sparkly light-up shoe. Witnesses say that James did a good job, but others say he should have saved the shoe instead.
One day, the whole of Albany were in Perth, celebrating Australia Day, but two people called Alex Ursek and Aiden Hipper, and they did not want to go because it was just too noisy, and there was too much luggage. So they went out to catch some whales in the whale catcher boat, and they had to stay there for hours because of the lack of whales at that time. So finally, they found a whale and tried to grenade them, but it missed. So the whale went under them and crashed their boat. Then, from that day on, no one knew about the incident about that rusty old boat that was sitting there in the middle of the river. And the two boys have regretted not trusting the car.